Getting drunk is the only solution to this. Tell me exactly what you're looking for. Maybe I can help. If you remember, the show is about well-off young girls living the L.A. life. Private jets, VIP club treatment, walk-in closets that have as many Birkins as my fiancé. The studio will provide all that. I just need the right face. I quickly glanced around the roof, taking an inventory of the different looks and talent up here. What kind of face? He twirled the glass in his hand, the scotch swirling like a tornado. Early 20s, gorgeous. She needs to have perfect tits and a body to fucking die for. Personality-wise, I need someone who can put the cast members in their place. Not a villain, but someone with spark. Not finding what I was looking for, I mentally ran through my roster of actresses who focused only on reality television. Daisy Roy was the most talented one I had. Even though she was a villain off-camera, she was the girl next door on screen. She was good-looking, but she didn't possess the heat he was after. I shook my head. I can't think of anyone. I was afraid of that. The waitress returned, setting the four glasses in the balcony's wide brick edge. We went straight for the tequila, downing the shots before we moved on to the scotch. Brett held the fresh drink against his chest, tugging at the strands of his hair. We start filming in 2 weeks. I need someone yesterday. I grabbed his shoulder, shaking it to loosen him up. Don't stress, brother. When I get to the office tomorrow, I'll dig through my clients and see who I can find. The words had barely left my mouth when I turned toward the thick crowd and linked eyes with the most beautiful girl. God damn it, she was more stunning than any woman I had ever seen. Long, dark hair with pouty, thick lips and a light blue stare that was so intense that I could see the color from all the way over here. But the connection didn't stop with her looks. I could almost feel her in my hands, as though her body were lying beneath mine, slowly caressing her smooth, naked skin, warming the areas that my mouth was soon going to devour. Fuck me. Do you know who that is? I asked Brett. Who? I broke our connection to look at my best friend. I can't point, she's watching, but the girl at 3 o'clock in a tight emerald-colored dress with endless fucking curves. There's a tall blonde next to her who doesn't compete at all. I've never seen either of them before, but you're right, the brunette is hot as hell. With my eyes on her again, I brought the glass up to my mouth, not feeling the burn as I swallowed, because there was only one fire in my body, one that sparked an aching need to be inside her. Whoever she is, I licked the wet booze off my lips. I'm tasting her before this night is over. Is that right? A smile grew across my face as I started at her heels and worked my way higher. Hell yes. When I reached the top of her head, I glanced at Brett. You do remember what it's like to have a one-night stand, don't you? He laughed. It's been an eternity, but I'll leave those nights to you, bro. James is more than enough for me. I won't hold that against you, I bantered. The space between us got busier, filling with people, causing my view of her to disappear. My brothers happened to be part of that congestion and were making their way over to us. I clasped Jenner's arm the moment he was within range, pulling him in for a hug. You've outdone yourself, my man. A hell of a hotel your team has built here, and this party is off the charts. Whoever put together the guest list deserves a fucking raise. Some of the women here tonight? As I looked over his shoulder, there was sexiness everywhere. Outfits that revealed bare, toned backs, lean arms, legs for fucking centuries. And then there was the girl in the green dress, the queen of them all. Through the smallest opening, a crack between two men, her eyes met mine again. Speaking of women, Jenner said, pulling back to reach inside his sports coat. He placed something in my hand and then Ford's, skipping right over Brett. No reason to bring one home when I got you a room downstairs. A key card was now tucked under my fingers, the room number written on its paper sleeve. I put it in my pocket, punching Jenner's shoulder with just a little strength. Always looking out for us single men. I've got your back, he replied, including Ford. Always. The four of us raised our glasses, carefully tapping them together, before we went our separate ways, kicking off several hours of small talk with the industry professionals in attendance tonight.